This is A-State Connections on KASU. I'm Jonathan Reeves. The Department of Theater at Arkansas State University in Jonesboro has added an additional emphasis area for its majors, musical theater. KASU's Marty Scarborough spoke with Mark Williams, assistant professor of theater at Arkansas State. They began their conversation with an explanation of what an emphasis area is.
An emphasis area really means that all of the students in who get a degree in theater are going to have the same core of coursework and experience, but having an emphasis means that we've designated a path for them to specialize in a particular area. So by the time they get around to their junior, senior year, they have taken upper-level coursework that prepares them specifically for one area of the discipline.
But that doesn't necessarily limit them to only work in that discipline when they do finish their degree.
Oh, absolutely, because like I said, it's all based in the core requirements that all of the students share. And of course, it's also, we have a BA program, and it means that all of the students are getting the same general education requirements. And so they're building the critical thinking skills, the communication skills that every student at the university receives.
Well, the Department of Theater has had three emphasis areas up to this point, as I understand it. You've had acting, directing, design, and technology. So why add musical theater as an additional emphasis area for your students?
Sure. Well, we talk to high school students all the time. We talk to their teachers all of the time. And one of the first questions they ask us when they want to learn more about our program is, do you do musicals? Because so there's a demand for it. The students are really interested in it, and we've always done musicals. It's always been part of what we've done here, but maybe not every year. And so part of this program is connected to a commitment to produce musicals.
Well, you mentioned you've not done it every year. I mean, why not? Will having this emphasis area make it more easier to do them every year?
Absolutely. Producing a musical is not like producing a play. It's a completely different kind of challenge. So what we wanted to make sure that we were doing is making sure that our students were prepared for those challenges. You can't just say we're going to do a musical and think it's going to turn out all right. students have to have the training and the skills to be able to pull it off at a high level because, we don't produce theater just, it's not a social activity like it is sometimes in high school. We're training professionals.
Right, right.
So we want to make sure that our students are performing at a high level. So we have to be able to provide them the dance training they need, and it has to be sustained. We have to be able to produce or to provide them singing training, which they have got to be able to sustain that, and then acting training as well. So by putting that into our curriculum, we're providing the students an opportunity to build tools in the classroom and then participate in the production program and apply those skills right away.
And you've touched on this already, but basically then the main thing is you make them more marketable to future employers by having all these different skills.
Absolutely. Well, the industry is very reliant on students, or not, I shouldn't say student, but actors, professionals,
right,
who have skills as singers, as dancers, as actors. Yes, to perform in musicals, but also in a variety of other areas as well, in film and television, and even in plays that aren't necessarily traditional musicals, having the ability to sing and dance, those things will make our students more competitive.
Sure.
In those arenas.
And I've certainly seen plays which weren't musicals, but there's a dance scene.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
I'm speaking with Mark Williams. He's an assistant professor of theater here at A-State, and we're discussing the new emphasis that department is offering on musical theater. Are there other schools in our region that offer this as an emphasis area or offer this degree of musical theater specialization in their theater programs?
No, not that I know of. I mean, ours is interesting in that it is a BA in theater with an emphasis in musical theater, as we discussed. And so what that means is that we're not replicating a conservatory you know, which is there are programs that do that.
But well, what do you mean by a conservatory?
Well, what that means is it's a, you know, there are programs that offer maybe a BFA, Bachelor of Fine Arts degree, which is a more conservatory kind of program. It just means that more of the coursework is going to be studio courses, but that means that they're going to have less exposure to that general education curriculum that we have here at this university. And we believe that the skills of learning of learning about how the world works, you know, learning about the social sciences, the physical sciences, about you know, foreign languages, all of these things that are so important to our general education curriculum, we believe that's the foundation for good theater study. So our musical theater students have that experience, and they get to specialize in musical theater. So it's musical theater contextualized in a liberal arts background, you know? And so I don't think there's any other program around here that does that.
Well, this is something that you're not doing just on your own, but you're also collaborating, obviously, with the music department to help do the musical theater aspect of that. Tell us about how you're working together with the professors in that department.
Sure. I mean, and they are our partners in this. And they've been terrific partners. So we reached out to them when we were thinking about building this curriculum. And part of what we had to be able to do was send our theater majors who were interested in musical theater to send them over to take courses in their department. Hmm. And so our curriculum includes courses that are in music. And so they've agreed to do that. So we have, you know, theater students over in the music building working with the voice instructors over there. But of course, they're also our partners in production. They provide the musical direction. They are there in rehearsal with us, teaching the actors all of the songs. They're also providing the orchestra and all of the work that goes into that aspect of the production as well. So we really could not do this without them. It's truly a partnership, and it's been fantastic so far.
Well, I think about students in the Department of Music who may be getting a degree in music education who may later be called upon in a job to produce a musical for the high school or the middle school where they may be employed. Would this be beneficial for them to get some experience?
Absolutely, yes. And also, we've got theater students who want to be theater teachers, you know,
right.
Who, and so that was part of our thought process, is we wanted to make sure that really it benefits the entire university, you know. Mm-hmm. So anybody who wants to be a teacher in music or in theater, having that experience in musical theater on this level will help them transfer that experience and skills into what they do with their own students.
Well, obviously, you think about musical theater, you think about the songs, but you also think about dancing. So how is dance incorporated into the musical theater emphasis?
Sure. Well, we have a fantastic new dance teacher, Brianna Larson. And so she started with us last fall, fall of 2017. And she has fantastic, you know, experience teaching musical theater dance and choreographing musicals. And she teaches a variety of courses. We used to have dance courses here, and it had been a number of years since any of them were offered. But through this degree, we knew it was going to be important to revitalize dance here on campus. And so we were able to hire, you know, a new dance instructor, and we've got these dance courses in the curriculum now. And we've got, I think, four courses, you know, that we offer in a rotation, and we've got more that are hopefully coming.
Just out of curiosity, is it practical, or is it perhaps something further down the line that perhaps even dance would be an emphasis area that the Department of Theater would consider?
That is possible. It's something that we've discussed. So it's been very, very popular. You know, it's 1 year. You know, we've been offering these dance courses. And they've been tremendously popular. So there's an interest. There's a real interest. So
and even interest beyond students who are majoring in theater.
Oh goodness, yes. Oh, absolutely. No, it's not just our majors. We've got students from all over the campus, from all kinds of different majors who are coming to take our dance courses. So that's been really exciting to see some new faces in our building.
My guest today here on KASU is Mark Williams, who's an assistant professor of theater at the A-State campus in Jonesboro, and we're discussing the new musical theater emphasis that's being offered in his department. And we said there's three other emphasis areas that have been a part of your department for some time, that's being acting, directing, and design and technology. How would students in those emphasis areas benefit from the department doing more musicals?
Sure. Well, you know, I think that the production program, where we actually produce plays and musicals and present them in public to an audience, that's really the lifeblood of our department. That's like our lab, you know. it's where the students can, you know, I say this all the time to my acting students, that, you know, you can have something that you learn in class that day, and in a theater department you can put it to work that night in a practical setting. Mm-hmm. You know, and so that's really what the musical theater program is going to do for us, and what producing musicals is going to do for us, is that student designers and technicians are going to be exposed to the specific challenges of producing musicals, right? I mean, the world of sound, you know, and audio technology,
yes,
is totally different. Mm-hmm. When you're working on a musical, the tools that you use as a lighting designer are totally, mm-hmm, different. The way you interact just with the environment of the space and the relationship between the actors and the audience, that's different. So there's all kinds of nuanced challenges that our students will get exposed to, and they'll be able to solve those problems as part of their training.
Well, one thing the community gets to benefit from is, you mentioned it kind of, this is a lab, is the fact the community comes to see the productions offered by the A-State Theater Department. So I assume they'll be able to see more and more musicals on the stages in the Fowler Center?
Absolutely. You know, I've been talking about the production program as a training ground, but we do think that we have a role to play in the community as well. We believe that that we can be a destination for arts and culture here in the region. And so, yeah, absolutely. We're going to produce musicals. We made a commitment to produce a musical every year, and our audiences ask for them. And, you know, the last 2 years we've done them, they've been very, very popular and successful. And so we're going to keep, building on that momentum.
Well, sometimes musicals perhaps are a bit more marketable than plays. Are you expecting to see, or have you seen already, people coming to the musicals who perhaps didn't come to see some of the other dramatic plays or the comedic farces that you've been offering?
Oh, sure. Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, audiences really will turn out, you know, for a musical. And I think in time what will happen is, as audiences come into the building and see the caliber of work we do, that they'll also want to come see some
right,
of the other things that we do. So we think it will be beneficial in a lot of ways.
Well, my last question for you then is, what will be the next musical presented by the A-State Theater Department?
We are producing Godspell, which been a favorite with audiences for 40 years now, you know. But it's been redone. The book has been rewritten a little bit. The orchestrations have been sort of revitalized for the 21st century. So
Right. Folks
who've maybe seen productions of Godspell before, maybe years ago, it's going to feel fresh and different. And so we've got a sort of contemporary take on it. So I think audiences will really like it.
Well, good. If anyone would like more information about the A-State Theater Department in general, how can they get that?
Sure. It's www.astate.edu/theater, and that's theater with an R-E. And so that's our website. You can find information about the program, about buying tickets. We're also on Facebook. So you can just find on Arkansas State University Theater or A-State Theater on Facebook.
Mark Williams is an assistant professor of theater at Arkansas State University in Jonesboro. He spoke with KASU's Marty Scarborough. And for A-State Connections, I'm Jonathan Reeves.